this thing on, because it's getting ready to be on.
All right, guys, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to Bell Ringer. Today, I have Brandy Merriweather from Budsea, from the Buffalo Urban Development Corp. She heads up this really cool program called Queen City Pop-Ups. It's a pop-up retail program that kind of that kills two birds with one stone. It helps the retail of Buffalo, and it fills vacant Main Street type, sites and locations. It's been really cool for me to learn more about it by talking to her, and I hope you guys feel the same way. So enjoy the podcast, and I will I'll see you guys at the outro.
All right. Talk to him like it's live TV.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to participate in my first podcast.
Yeah,
talking about Queen City Pop-Up.
First ever podcast for you. This is big.
Yeah.
It's a big moment. We got you at a good time.
Yes. Perfect time, because we had our kickoff this morning. So
right.
Perfect timing.
For those that don't know, maybe just give your elevator speech for the Queen City Pop-Ups.
Oh my goodness, there's so much we can say about it. It actually was an initiative we started a few years back, really to address vacant storefronts along Main Street with the city's car sharing Main Street investment. We really wanted to find a way to encourage more retail along downtown Main Street, and then also to try to create a springboard for small businesses and boutique shops to really enter the downtown market. We saw a lot of, larger developments and hotels and things like that, but we really wanted to create a pathway for a small local retailer to kind of participate in the resurgence that we were seeing downtown. So what we did was we partnered with the mayor, Buffalo Place, and Working for Downtown, and we kind of developed this program. And really what we do is we take vacant storefronts, we transform them into vibrant retail shops, and then we issue a request for proposals soliciting small business retailers with unique products. They get to set up shop rent-free for a 2 to 3 month period to test out their products, to grow their customer base, really to kind of put their name out there, and to help them get acclimated with kind of the market in downtown Buffalo. And the goal of the program is really for those small businesses to transition from being pop-up retailers to having their own permanent storefronts on Main Street. So it's been really, really interesting. And the private sector has been really wonderful to us with respect to the program as well, because they actually provide the storefront space to us rent-free, really to kind of support this program, because they see, the value in having a strong retail base in downtown Buffalo.
How long has this program been going on?
Oh my goodness, we are in our seventh cycle. We started this in November of 2014, and we launched our pilot. Our first edition actually was at the Market Arcade. Nick Sinatra sponsored us. He had a vacant space. He had just purchased the building, and we approached him with this idea, and he said, "Knock your socks off." And we kind of got our partners in place. We found a really, really great subset of retailers, and the program kind of started to gain momentum from there. Our first retailer that opened up a storefront was actually Buffalo Adore, and they're currently located in the Market Arcade. We actually have 3 Queen City Pop-Up graduates who are now located in the Market Arcade building. So it's been really interesting kind of watching the program evolve, and also watching the retailers themselves evolve and kind of open up their own businesses and really create a downtown retail community. So it's been really interesting, really great to see.
Right. So where did the idea come from? Because it kind of seems like, you kind of killed two birds with one stone with the real estate and the retail.
Yeah, it actually was kind of a hodgepodge of a number of different things. We kind of had heard about some different kind of variations of different pop-up retail operations, but we really had a couple of goals in mind when we started this. One, how do we really support the city's car sharing Main Street initiative? How do we transform you know, vacant storefronts along Main Street, and then how do we kind of bring small business into the mix. Prior to my role at Budsea, I actually did small business development for the city of Buffalo. So, and I also have a fashion merchandising degree, a bachelor's degree. So it really kind of gave us a chance to put everything together in a strategic and comprehensive way to really try to accomplish some of our goals for downtown.
So you're kind of the perfect person for it, though.
It definitely is something that I'm really passionate about. And I really love working with small businesses and really just seeing storefront windows transformed is always something that's been really, really interesting to me. And the mayor and I really worked hard to kind of put this program together. And the mayor is really, really passionate about retail as well. So kind of bringing all those players into play. Buffalo Place, obviously, they provide a lot of operational support to us. We work with the Small Business Development Center. They do technical assistance. We work with the Small Business Administration. They come in and they do some trainings on, like, you know, social media marketing, window merchandising, things like that. So we really tried to get all of the right players involved in this. And it was something that was kind of new to Buffalo, the whole concept of pop-up and pop-up retail. But it's really kind of taken off. And the other thing I'll just say is that really one of the big strengths of the program is really just the uniqueness of the retailers and how they really go out of their way to create a unique experience for their customers, just with their marketing, with their packaging, with just their overall customer service and their creativity. I mean, the Queen City pop-ups really only as good as the retailers that are participating in the program. And we've just been fortunate in Buffalo to have so many small business retailers who just need, you know, that one opportunity or that one shot to really help their businesses to grow. And I'm just really proud of the fact that we're able to be part of that and to help them to do that. So
are you from Buffalo?
I am. I'm originally born and raised in Buffalo. I actually grew up on the east side and also in the University District. So my family is from Buffalo as well. So being part of kind of downtown's resurgence and working with small businesses and all of those things is something that I'm really passionate about. It's great to see growth in your hometown and then to kind of have an opportunity to, you know, work with the mayor and to work with all of these great organizations and small businesses to really kind of put your stamp on growth in Buffalo is just, it's just something, I just love being a part of it, so.
Yeah, and where's your fashion degree from?
Actually, I have a fashion degree from Buff State College, and then I have a master's in business from Madai College.
So how important, you have those two degrees, which seem so perfect for this program, you know, how important do you think it is to metropolitanism and to, you know, making a city come back to have thriving retail and especially on, like, you know, a Main Street type business?
Yeah, I definitely think it's important just for the overall vibrancy of any metropolitan city. I mean, you want to have that unique experience that's going to, you know, get people to think a little bit outside of the box with respect to shopping and where they want to be. So I think it's that. And I just think that, you know, the small business community plays such a big role in the overall economy. I mean, everyone knows how important small businesses are to the economy and to any city. So it's just really important, you know, that we support them and that we have that strong, you know, small business retail community that's really going to help to attract residents, that's going to help to attract visitors and to continue to bring, you know, additional investment into our downtown core and into the city of Buffalo in general. So,
right. And you talked a little bit about, like, the vibrancy and kind of the very nature of these retail businesses is, mm-hmm. like, people just walking around downtown and stumbling upon them and saying like, oh, we should check this out. This has a cool window front. So how important has the retail choices been for the very specific areas that you've chosen, you know, Main Street businesses?
Absolutely.
And this year, I think it was Fountain Plaza, was it?
Yeah. So this cycle is at Fountain Plaza. As I said, this is we're in our seventh cycle now. So we've been in the Brisbane building. We've been in Market Arcade. We've been in a few storefronts at Fountain Plaza. We've been at 515 Main Street. We've been in the Pierce building. I think those the infrastructure investment that we've seen in downtown has been major with respect to really helping to create an environment for retail to thrive. Looking at, you know, creating, you know, walkable streets, bikeable streets, having, you know, benches and lighting, and really creating a public realm and an environment where people want to linger. They want to hang out and stay and kind of see what shops are there, what restaurants are there, what patios are there, how can they really really enjoy the space. So I think the car sharing Main Street project was really, really important in kind of creating that and having vibrant first floor spaces along Main Street, I think, is important. So that's one of the other goals of our program, really, is to create that experience and having those great vibrant storefront windows and attractive spaces where, you know, visitors and shoppers and people who live in downtown want to frequent, I think, is really important.
So what's the process? You said you issue an RFP. How many applications do you tend to get, and where does it go from there?
So every cycle is a little different. Sometimes we end up with more applications than retailers that we have space to accommodate. We issue we have two cycles a year. We do a holiday cycle, and we also do a cycle in the spring/summertime. So we usually issue an RFP. We work with all of the partners on Queen City Pop-Up to really get the word out about that. That's, you know, Buffalo Place, the mayor's office, the Office of Strategic Planning, working for downtown, all of our partners. We interface with a lot of the small business associations throughout the city. We actually also get a ton of referrals from previous graduates because they love the program, and if the program, you know, was beneficial to them, they are always so great about spreading the word and helping to connect us with retailers that'll be a really good fit for the program. So we issue a request for proposals. We have a selection committee made up of the partners and also the property owner also will have a seat on the selection committee for the space that they had donated to us. And we go through and we take a look at, you know, we look at the products themselves, the uniqueness of the products. We look for retailers that have a collaborative spirit, because you are in a storefront with multiple retailers, really, to collaborate and to kind of expand on one another's customer bases. So we have that. We look at their displays. We look at their marketing plans, like what interesting ideas do they have to try to attract more shoppers to downtown. So, I mean, we provide free retail space. We cover the utilities. We do a series of commercials. We do spreads in a lot of our local print media. A lot of times we'll do a live-to-air radio broadcast. We provide Wi-Fi. We really provide everything that a business would need, where really all they have to do is sell their product and market the shop. So we really look to them to help to attract more shoppers to downtown.
Right. And you, something that you said earlier that I thought was so cool, I wrote down, was the social media training.
Yeah.
To help these people, you know, market their business.
Absolutely.
And spread the word. So, you know, where did that idea come from? Or
so it's really, so at the end of each cycle, we stay in touch with the retailers that have graduated from our programs, and we do exit interviews. We ask for their feedback, and we use their feedback to kind of make any tweaks to the program moving forward, because they really, I mean, they're the ones who we're trying to assist. So we try to figure out the best ways to assist small business retailers. And every cycle is different. I mean, we've got certain cycles where all of them pretty much have a strong base in social media. Some cycles we may have only a few who are familiar with, you know, social media and marketing and things of that nature. So we try to kind of bring resource partners in, and we actually bring them right into the shop for the training, so that it's easy for the retailer. So we partnered with the Small Business Administration on the social media component, really to bring everyone together. And there were a lot of things that I learned about just social media itself that I didn't know about. And I mean, I'm on social media constantly, but really how to kind of boost your views and how to, you know, attract more people to your page by commenting at a certain time, or, you know, checking into a certain location, etc. One of the other trainings that we provide is also window merchandising training. So we also work with the SBA on that. They'll come in and really talk about how you can maximize space, how you can use color, how you can merchandise your storefront to really create more of a positive experience for customers in order to get them to stay, in order to get them to, you know, purchase that additional item. So it's been really interesting. One of the things we're also going to be looking at for our next cycle, and this was kind of based on some feedback we heard from one of our graduates, is just media in general. We do a big kickoff event with, you know, 5 news stations, and you constantly have, you know, Buffalo Rising and Business First and, you know, Channel 2 and all of the news stations coming into the spaces to interview retailers. And some of them may be a bit camera shy or things like that. So that's something else that we're going to be looking into adding into the program, working with them on kind of that 5-second elevator pitch, really how to communicate on camera, how they can best showcase their merchandise. So that was just based on some feedback that we got. And that was something we didn't think of. Actually, some of our past graduates suggested that. So we'll be taking that into account and trying to add that into our program as well.
That's awesome, because, you know, as soon as you said that, like I said, I wrote down social media, and my next question was going to be about like packaging or window dressing. Mm-hmm. And that's cool that you guys have the foresight to think about that stuff. It makes me think about Zandra and how important, yes, like packaging is to her product, and how cool the branding is, and how that gives so much success. And
yeah,
it seems important to you guys.
Zandra
as well.
She participated in our very first cycle of Queen City Pop-Up, and she was such a joy to work with. And it's so amazing to kind of see how she's really grown. And, you know, she's at Whole Foods now, and she's been on the Today Show and just doing so many different things. And I absolutely think just the way her product is marketed, the way that it's packaged, I mean, it really adds value to the experience of the shopper, not to mention the products are great. It was so funny, when we started our first cycle, one of the things we love the most about her products were that they smelled so good. Mm-hmm. That not only did the store look great visually, but when you kind of walked in, it was just this calming aura of just amazing scents. So all of those things kind of appeal to the senses and make people, you know, want to shop and help to connect them with certain retailers and certain merchandise. So all of those things are super, super important. And these are things that those of us who developed the program didn't necessarily think about, but as we kind of go on through the cycle, we see how important they are, and we try to be cognizant of that moving forward and, you know, upcoming cycles. So
she's also so good with the media. You mentioned the, yes, Today Show. You know, she's so poised.
Exactly. She's amazing. We're so proud of her.
Right. So what other, you know, she's a good example. What other success stories have come out of the pop-ups and maybe have permanent shops in Buffalo?
Yeah. So we have 7 shops on Main Street. We have Buffalo Adore, as I said. They were our first graduate to open a permanent storefront there in the Market Arcade along the 600 block of Main Street. Rust Belt Love Bridal Co-op, they're also located in the Market Arcade. Buffalo Barkery, they have like all kinds of Buffalo-themed dog treats and all types of pet accessories. They're located in the Market Arcade. We have Whimsy Confection. She has a chocolate boutique. It literally looks like a boutique. It's it's just the most adorable shop. She's located at 610 Main Street. She actually just opened up this past summer. She's a graduate of our program. Nia Badger from MMW Style Studio. She's in the Brisbane building in the 400 block of Main Street. She has modern women's clothing and accessories. Kiari Moore, Macklin, I'm sorry, from Yarmo's Muse. She's at 700 Main Street near the corner of Tupper. So she has a vintage women's boutique. She also does styling for different events and things like that. Nikita Williams, she's at 515 Main Street. She's with Phenomenal Expression. She has handbags, jewelry, shoes, all kinds of stuff. And then we actually have a few retailers who graduated who are outside of downtown. We have the Popcorn Kernel. They have all types of specialty flavored gourmet popcorn there in the Broadway Market. Naja Sauces, they participated with us this past spring. They have a variety of different specialty sauce products there in the Broadway Market, and they'll be producing their product in the market as well. 10,000 Villages, they're in Elmwood Village. They just opened about a month ago. And Rude Boys Artwork, they participated with us, and they are located at 527 West Utica. So we're really, really starting to see just this amazing community of small business retailers, and they're so supportive of one another. They really help to highlight and to market and promote each other, which just kind of helps to strengthen not only the Queen City pop-up brand, but just their businesses in general. So it's been great to see that.
And how are the relationships with these people?
Oh, they're great. The past graduates, even at our kickoff today, I mean, there were about five or six graduates from the first cycle, from all various cycles. They all came out today to congratulate this year's winners. They help, you know, promote, you know, what we're doing, whether it's through social media, whether it's through sending customers our way, sharing experiences, words of encouragement, words of advice. It's just really been great to see, and to see how closely they work together, because they really are kind of new to this market, and they all support one another. And that's something that we didn't think of when we were creating the program, but it just kind of organically happened with so many retailers coming out of the program and being set up in such close proximity to one another.
How important do you think it is, let me start over, the program gives these retailers, you know, such a good opportunity, and it's almost like, why wouldn't you apply? You know, it's so perfect. So how important do you think it is for you guys to be encouraging entrepreneurialism in these people? Because, you know, the entrepreneurial ecosystem in Buffalo is booming, but a lot of times we think of like life science or tech companies, but there is like this boutique and retail side that is also super important. So how do you encourage that in people?
So, I mean, it's funny, a lot of the passion and the drive for a lot of these retailers comes from just them naturally.
Right.
It's so interesting. I mean, they're so passionate about their products, and they have so many great ideas. And we try to give them some leeway to kind of express themselves and to kind of brand their businesses, and you know, some flexibility with displays and how they want to showcase their merchandise, because some of them come up with some of them come up with way better ideas than I do sometimes. Because they're so passionate about what they sell and their customers and their market, and they know their market, they know their product. And, you know, sometimes when someone has a dream or a vision, it's hard for them to convey it in words to someone else. But when you see what they put together, it's like, wow, I didn't even think about that. Let me shut up and let them do what they know how to do. Right. So, that's been really, really interesting. A lot of them are just really passionate. And that's what we look for when we're going through our proposals and making our selections. You know, and when people are putting their proposals together, a lot of times you can see how passionate they are just in the way that they respond with, you know, their merchandise, their packaging, the way they want to market their businesses. We do an open house so that they have an opportunity to come in and see the space. We have an opportunity to meet them. And, you know, that's a big proponent of, the selection process. I mean, the retailers that are the most collaborative and creative, I think usually, do the best, with respect to, the program and also kind of moving forward. Those retailers, they always seem to kind of rise to the top with respect to their marketing and just overall passion for their product and just kind of taking full advantage of the opportunity with Queen City Pop-Up and all of the exposure and just the different you know, media opportunities and things like that come into play when you are a winner of Queen City Pop-Up.
So like we said today, as we're recording, it's the day that you guys announced who will, you know, the winners for this year, and this won't be heard by the general public, I think, until maybe next week. But
okay.
Talk a little bit about, you know, this group of winners and what you see in them.
This group is, they've been amazing to work with so far. We have 6 winners this cycle. We have Tracy Huggins Home Decor. She actually designs really unique just home decor products, home fashions, which was really exciting to get a proposal in from her. She was so thoughtful in her proposal and just looking at her merchandise and kind of connecting that with the new residential growth that we're seeing in downtown Buffalo. We thought she would be a really, really great fit. So she's located in the pop-up shop. We're at 50 Fountain Plaza, right on the corner of Main and Chippewa. So she was one of our winners. We have Black Fawn Exchange. They actually sell men's and women's vintage clothing and accessories. They have an amazing setup. They were super creative, and we're really excited to have them on board. Lauren Heaney and Maria Zakaria. We also have Dollhouse Boutique. They have accessories and women's shoes. So excited about that because I love shoes. So, and this is actually, I think, the first time we've had women's shoes at Queen City Pop-Up. We did have sandals a couple of years ago, but this is our first women's shoe store that we've had. So that's the Dollhouse Boutique. They're with us.
They already have one customer.
Yes, exactly, exactly. We have Abstract Wealth Clothing, Sean Brown. He customizes men's and women's clothing and shoes. So if you have, you know, a certain artistic design that you want painted on leather or on jeans or on shoes and things like that, he has a really, really creative shop. So we are excited to have him on board with us. We have Wrapped with Love Jewelry. They have handmade accessories. They have bracelets, rings, earrings, hair accessories. But they're very unique because they utilize crystals, all different types of crystals. It's really beautiful jewelry, and her display looks amazing. I think that it would make a really great holiday gift item for someone who is a woman who is interested in jewelry or having something unique, a unique hair accessory or something like that. We also have Ebony Snow Hair Care Enhancement. She has all natural hair products. Her social media followers call her products Hair Magic. So she has a whole line of different hair and skincare products. We're excited to have her on board as well. So it's always exciting kind of to have the kickoff and announcing the winners and to give them an opportunity to showcase what they have. And I like it too, because I get to do all my Christmas shopping at Queen City Pop-Up. So by the time the holidays come around, I'm all set because I can do most of my shopping there. So it's been great. And I think the holiday cycle retailers this time, they have a lot of just things that would really make unique gift items. It's not, you know, the typical stuff you would see, you know, at the mall or somewhere like that. I mean, these are really unique things that I think people would want to come downtown to go out of their way and purchase from these small businesses, as opposed to, you know, going online or going to one of the big box retailers. So.
Right. Well, it's also so cool to just see the creativity that Buffalo is capable of, and you're obviously so passionate talking about it, which is really cool to see. It's just an awesome program.
Yeah, thank you so much. The retailers, they're just great. I mean, I literally cannot say enough great things about them. They are just they're really, really amazing, and it's great to see kind of that creativity that Buffalo has to offer. So I think with everything that they're bringing to the table with respect to their merchandise and their presentation, their gift wrapping, all of those things, I think would make downtown a great option for people who are looking for kind of a different shopping experience. Not you know, nothing against our big box retailers or our malls or anything like that, but these items are really unique. They can be customized. I mean, if you have someone special in your life that you're looking to find something unique for, you can always find that at Queen City Pop-Up with the retailers that we have. So
that's very exciting. I tend to fall in love with whatever we're talking about on the podcast. I had Leslie Zemsky, and she was just talking about all the cool stuff at Larkinville.
Yeah.
I went and played mini golf like the next day, and Peter Burakowski from 43 North recommended a Buffalo history book to me, and I rented it from the library. So I will definitely be at the Queen City Pop-Up.
Thank you. You won't be disappointed. It's definitely an experience, and we rotate locations, so it always gives people an opportunity to, you know, get out and about around downtown into different buildings and different properties. And one of the things that's also been interesting with the program is just the fact that sometimes we have spaces that are non-traditional. So really, you know, creating a different viewpoint or vantage point from an existing vacant space and making it into, you know, something vibrant and unique that maybe you walk by a storefront 100 times and envision something totally different. The space that we're in right now actually used to be a bank space, and we've transformed it into a retail shop. So it's interesting, and it's also helped the building owners who have empty storefronts to be able to attract tenants for their properties, so that those storefronts end up being filled. If it's not with a Queen City Pop-Up retailer or a graduate, with another retailer to really help to fill those empty storefronts that we're seeing around Main Street, whether at first it's temporarily through Queen City Pop-Up or through some kind of a long-term lease following, you know, the attention that was brought in by the Queen City Pop-Up retailers in the program. So.
That's awesome. It's solving so many different, you know, issues, and it's perfect. I love it.
Thank you.
So before I let you go, we do have a blizzard round.
Okay.
A couple hard-hitting questions.
Okay.
You ready?
I put on my boxing gloves or my regular gloves?
No, boxing is going to be tough, yeah. If you were a flavor of ice cream, what would you be?
I am more of a frozen yogurt / sorbet.
Really?
Person. So it would be some type of a fruity mix, whether it's like mango pomegranate or raspberry pomegranate, something like that. Something vibrant and unique with a little bit of a sparkle to it.
That's cool. You're the first person to go froyo on me. That's good.
It's less fat too, so.
Yeah, that's good. Favorite number?
Oh, gosh. My favorite number is 2.
Okay. Text or phone call?
Oh, phone call all day. I'm trapped in the 90s.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I love the just the idea that people actually picked up the phone then and yeah. called. So, yeah, absolutely, phone 100%.
That question is always the most surprising to me. Whenever, like, I'll peg people, like, uh-huh. okay, you're definitely a phone person, and then they're always the opposite. It always gets me. Bills or Sabres?
I'm not into sports at all, so no.
All right, we'll go neither. A lot of times people say both, so you make up for it.
Okay.
We'll go neither. Hiking or skiing?
I haven't done either.
Neither?
Neither.
Okay, how about winter or fall? Mm. Or like, I guess winter or summer?
I'm going to say summer. I love the beach. That's another one of the things I love about being a waterfront city. I love the waterfront and just being on the beach and having the sun in your face and just the energy that the summertime brings with right. respect to people being out and about, all the vitamin D.
Yeah.
Putting positive vibes into the universe. I love that.
Yeah. It's amazing. Now at like Canal Side with, you know, bars right on the water.
Absolutely.
A kayak by Riverworks just feels really cool.
It does. It's summertime just brings out a whole different energy that I'm addicted to that I just love. So
gotta get you the sun lamp though. One of those for the next couple months.
Exactly.
And last question, chicken wings, drumstick or flat?
Flat.
Flat?
All day, every day, and twice on Sunday.
Definitively flat.
Definitively flat.
Really?
Yeah. The meat is more, it's more moist. The drumsticks are a little more dry. So I've ordered wings from plenty of places around Buffalo and said, hey, is it okay if I have all flats?
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You're that big about it.
Oh, yeah.
You're the good person to ask this question to.
Yes. I'm very passionate about the flats. It's funny. My sister hates flats because she said they're too complicated to eat. But to me,
that's my opinion. I think they're too hard to, I don't know, you gotta like get in between both bones and
yeah,
it's a lot more work to me.
That's true, but I feel like the texture of the meat warrants the additional effort.
So do people grant you your wish? Do you get all flat sometimes?
Yeah, actually I do. I'm surprised by, it's funny, that argument is a lot more popular than I think you probably realize. Yeah, there's a lot of places that do it. There are so many people who, when I order wings with friends or family, I always ask them, are you a flat or a drumstick
Me
person?
Because
if they say
them.
Flat, I'm like, well, you know we can't share these, right?
Right. I'm upset. You gotta find the opposite.
Exactly, the yin to your yang.
Person. Exactly. All right. Well, thank you very much. I hope you enjoyed your first podcast.
I did. This was amazing. Thank you so much for having me and just really allowing me to highlight all of the great things that are happening downtown and the amazing retailers that we have with Queen City Pop-Up. I had a blast. So thank you so much.
Thank you. And good luck to all the Queen City Pop-Up winners this season.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, guys, that was my conversation with Brandy Merriweather from Budsy from Buffalo Urban Development Corp. Do not, under any circumstances, offer her a drumstick chicken wing. She was pretty adamant about that, and I think we all learned something today. We all also learned about the Queen City Pop-Ups, which you should definitely visit. Seeing how passionate she was about it made me excited about it. I'm sure you could hear me getting more excited as the podcast went on. I hope you felt the same. I will definitely be going to check it out, and you should as well. Fountain Plaza. Also rate us on iTunes. That is it. End of podcast. Bye, guys.